Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting at republicbroadcasting.org. Today is Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. I'm your host, Richard Carey, and this is Beyond the Official Narrative. I would like to remind everyone, RBN is listener-supported. Please donate what you can, folks. Free speech cannot exist without being funded by we, the people. And you can use PayPal on the RBN website donate page. You could also call our RBN staff. Another option, if you want to donate via credit or debit card, call in at 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or you can mail in that donation, cash, check, money order, payable to RBN, mailing address 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. And we greatly appreciate it, folks. Please help ensure that RBN continues broadcasting uncensored content well into the future. I do have with me today my current Tuesday co-host, none other than the man, the myth, the legend, Paul in California. Hello, Paul.
Good day to you, Richard. I have to admit I'm a little excited today, not unlike, trying to figure out what to wear on the first day of school. I understand that you've been doing a little investigation, and you may have uncovered a rat in the RBN ship of listeners, and maybe even possibly a bar mitzvah rat. I thought at first it might be one of those things that, you know, has happened before where, you know, a gay man Googled my picture and became smitten with me and decided to, call in and, make some strange advances. And then when he was spurned because I rejected his electron micrograph gay virus agenda, he started to complain that I shouldn't be allowed to speak and that even the network should be shut down. And I thought this was absolutely astounding. And unfortunately, there was nothing I could do to console, this man who obviously had a crush on me and mentioned my name many times on the air. But apparently it goes much deeper than that, and you have a little bit of history that you would like to unveil for the listening audience, and I think that is just absolutely exciting.
Well, yes, I concur with you that this has become an issue, and I have had a bit of experience the past couple years here at RBN with this individual and also with others prior, and other places with similar issues. But this in particular started discussing COVID, really. And 2 years ago, I noticed some warning flags, both myself as well as the station owner, founder, the late, great John Stadmiller as well, for that matter, regarding this person in particular. And it quickly expanded, really, from an issue regarding COVID and or discussion of viruses, the nature of virology and all that, and into really a free speech issue, in my opinion. And my assessment of the interactions with John Stadmiller and when this person called in a couple times, it seems that's how John was taking it ultimately as well, and a serious threat, recognizing individuals who have this sort of mindset. But I mean, John had interacted with this person in the springtime of 2020, for example, and I wasn't even doing shows on this station yet at that point. And it was there were similar topics relating to we had a lot of fear porn out there. It was starting March and April of 2020 regarding COVID, so it was already a topic. And this person was, right at the front of the line to shape the opinions of RBN listeners. And I guess it just was a bit too far in the autumn.
To, to steer the rudder of the ship a certain way, and in a moment of seriousness, I'm not done insulting this individual, but that can come later. But just the idea that somebody would try to do something like this or to say the things that he says, it just can't be personally how he feels. To me, I have every indication and a very strong sense, and I think you agree, that he may indeed be acting, for a greater agenda in concert with others, a certain particular group that has an interest on maintaining the hoax of this virus. But it's beyond just the virus. As you know, the virus is just the latest in a series of frauds and lies and hoaxes that this group and people like him want to perpetrate upon essentially gullible others. And I think it does need to be exposed and buried, in my opinion. So please proceed.
Well, it's amazing how much this is starting to make me think of that classic meme, of the Orthodox Mossad agent with the walkie-talkie.
Yep.
Shut it down.
Yep.
Shut it down.
Shut it down.
Unreal.
There's
a bit of some other news, worth reporting on. I mean, last night, Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate was raided. We had FBI and Department of Justice conducting this raid. It seems like January 6th 2.0, basically. I mean, they're trying to tarnish him. And he released a statement that I may read, this week, depending. DeSantis is blasting Biden's banana republic after the feds have raided Trump's Mar-a-Lago. I don't know if you want to comment briefly on that, but we do have a two-tier system. But I think when we have this sort of a threat here at RBN, which is the helm of independent media on the radio right now, in my opinion, in this country, that this is a serious issue close to home for us to address. I think people like this threatening free speech at this station is higher precedence. And then we could talk about Trump being raided, perhaps, at some point when we have time.
Let's do that later. And I would only just take issue with your term threat. I don't think it's any kind of a threat at all. I think in the end, an individual like this is irrelevant. But that's not to say that it doesn't need to be exposed and exposed quite thoroughly, because the idea of, free speech for thee, but not for me, it's just, absurd. So if you have some clips or something, let's get into it.
Absolutely, yes. I would like to start with, you noticed this. We had Mr. John Moore's morning broadcast this past Thursday, some suggestions of what you were referring, where some people should be removed from the station, and evidently this was singling out you and William Rapillum because of that Wednesday National Intel show. And so, this would be a short clip, just like a two-minute clip from John Moore. This would be clip one, if you would, please, Julie.
It's absurd that these folks are claiming that they haven't seen only computer-generated pictures, and they apparently haven't looked, because in Google, John, I sent you a few, they've got numerous high-resolution electron micrographs of what they're saying is SARS-CoV-2, of what is particulates in tissue that was taken from infected people in all sorts of areas, and other corroborating information in those articles about this and about other disease structures that they see in there. I mean, this is all fits together, that there's a disease occurring and that these particles are present. Now, to say that the cells produce these uniform particles all with spikes on them, I understand that a lot of the genome of man, according to especially according to Judy Mikovits, it contains a viral DNA. Fine, but I think there's very strong evidence that what we're seeing here are SARS-CoV-2 particulates. But everyone needs to look for themselves and decide. And if they don't read the papers, if they're saying garbage like like there's no imaging of viruses and anywhere on any of these viruses, first of all, and then they're saying there's none for SARS-CoV-2, but it's clearly in the literature. They haven't looked at the literature. Are they lying? What's going on? How can you tolerate this on RBN? I mean, this is the utter misinformation. It should be shut down by the Biden administration.
Shut down by the Biden administration, no less.
Crazy. That's all I have to say. Okay. We need to eliminate stupidity and untruth from RBN, or just shut it down.
Wow. And we may have to skip the first break to fit in the next clip. But
just quickly, Richard, shut it down. Shut it down, baby. You know, just the brief reaction, I could pick apart just that one clip, but the highlight I want to say is he says such things as, and other disease structures. What the hell are you talking about? And by the way, Dave, if you're listening, I've gone ahead and made copies of the electron micrograph photos and also the literature, that because it's in the literature, don't you know? And I've rubbed this literature all over my body. And I ground up the electron micrograph photos, and I inhaled them, and I rubbed them all over me, and I still don't have COVID. I don't know what the hell's going on. Why should I get COVID?
Well, here, so we can fit it in before the bottom of the hour break, and then we can discuss this for the second half. This is a lengthy clip. This is from John Stadmiller, and this was right when he decided to no longer take calls from this gentleman, from Dave in New York. And so I'd like to play clip two then, and we'll skip the first break, and then we'll be back after the bottom of the hour. If you would, clip two, Julie.
All right. We are back. Dave in New York. Hello, Dave.
Hello, John. Good evening. I was looking for somewhere to move to. It looks like things are going to get very bad. Do you know any property available on a different planet?
You got to wait in line because Bill Gates is looking for it right now.
Oh, he's probably already on the train for that.
Yeah.
It's the relocation thing is one of the biggest difficult questions in the world here. And I wanted to address something regarding information with regard to COVID-19 and.
How did I know you were going to bring that up?
Well, you know me pretty well. I sent you an email the other day. I don't remember what it was in it, but I don't know. But, I was talking to this fellow, Steve O'Neill. He's as far as I can tell, he's one of the most intelligent people who's ever spoken on RBN. He was a guest and has been a guest on Tuesday's roundtable with John Moore. But, He suggests that we have some sort of a peer review system, a system merely where people who want to talk about the issue just come together and put their minds together and listen to each other and then go home and think about it. And I think that would be very good because from my experience in industry, and I said this to another host, is that If we spread things which are misinformation because we maybe don't understand the situation well, it leads to a lot of inefficiencies and confusion, and we really can't make progress. It's more like what the major media is doing. You got Trump saying one thing one minute and one thing another, and you got Fauci doing the same, and,
you're conflating a lot of stuff here. Get to your point, David.
My first point was we should have a peer review system where people can examine things. The second
wait a minute. Stop. What exactly do you mean by a peer-reviewed system?
A peer-reviewed system is where people who have an opinion on a scientific matter put their heads together and go over and try to find out. They go over the information. And they review what was said. For example, Mark Anderson put out a pamphlet recently without any peer review from others. And that's okay. But if it has errors in it and we put that out to people, that's not a good thing at all. My second point is that the shock article about the CDC, to me, that's just baiting all the Trumpers or all the there's no virus.
Yeah, here you go again, wow. David, with the same stuff that you called in last week on the program with. And the other issue was, well, this has not been peer-reviewed, and the numbers at the CDC, and then I ask you the all-important question. You yourself said you were going through the numbers, and it didn't add up, but you were looking at the CDC's numbers. You weren't going anyplace else, so now you're talking to me about peer-reviewed stuff on something an individual or a journalist or an investigator turns up, and then he's got to throw it out there for peer review to see if there's a dot missing or a T's not crossed. What are you going after here, David?
If there's a big problem, listen, for people going out and saying that the CDC claims there's under 10,000 deaths to the COVID-19, that's absolutely false.
Yeah, there you go again. And
it's
you know
false,
what, David?
But it is false.
David, I don't know what you, you know, I asked you this question before. I've been doing this for 30 years, you know what? And I've developed this good BS meter. And right now it's pegging all the way to the right. You tried the same stuff with me last week. And I'm not having any of it.
You exactly the truth. Well, show me that they said it then. They didn't say it. Show me that they did.
Oh,
I'm willing
God.
To listen.
Thank you. I don't know why you listen to this program. Why do you listen to this network?
Because there's some very good information. For example, there was a...
Okay, I don't need your examples. I know. I'm the head of the network. I know that there's a lot of good information we put out. And if we are in error and I catch it, I rectify that error. Thank you for your call. I don't know who this guy is or what he thinks he's trying to do here. Do you just not want to let go of reality or something? I don't know. So let me see. The political corner here. Did you know that the Black Lives Matter in the rioting is now, according to Joe Biden, it's Trump's fault. His lackluster approach to the COVID-19 emergency, that's his fault. Why all the people have died, David, in this country that didn't die of coronavirus. You know, I just don't get it. I just don't understand what is the motivation. I wonder what else if I let this guy go on. And by the way, do me a favor. I don't want this guy on my show again. You know, I've just had enough of it. What do you got, Mike? Ed in Utah. Hello, Ed.
Hello, John. I had to call in. That Dave from New York, when you were off a few days ago, he called in right after my call and one other call and said virtually the same thing as he's trying here now. I've looked at the CDC, their own statement, and I didn't even have to have them admit it. But that's what this is an admission. It's an admission. It says just what you are saying it says. Where Dave's coming from is totally off the wall disinformation, almost like he's disappointed that they copped to it.
That's why, Ed, that's why I just banned him from my show. Here's a guy with a mission, and he thinks he's going to accomplish it on somebody. This is why I made mention of the BS meter. It's pegging all the way to the right. I've been around a long time. I can see it, and I can smell it. And I don't know what this guy thinks he's shoveling, but he can go shovel it someplace else.
Absolutely. And so he's coming across and saying, well, they're not saying what they're saying. Yet even regardless of whether they admitted it or not, you had John Rappaport clear last May say that he'd be surprised if even 10% actually died of COVID alone. That's John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. You put it there last May, that statement. And then Pam Popper, even before this, and thank you for playing her here on the latest with the lawsuit in the Buckeye. But the fact is that she was talking this way in June and July about the numbers not adding up. Anybody who was anybody with Dr. Ron Paul saying the same, this is not adding up. It's people with comorbidities. It was being verified along the way for Dave in New York. He didn't want to see that part of the conversation. This is almost all this is like a confirming thing, and they may not have done it willingly. As Steve Alkins pointed out some weeks back, about a month now, Donald Trump ordered that the hospitals receiving Medicare funds, John, were to start reporting not to the CDC, but to
directly
the Health and Human
to the, exactly. Yes.
Right. So this could be the handiwork of Dr. Scott Atlas, that is far more in favor now with the Donald than Fauci. And so with these lawsuits emerging, with the truth coming out in a lot of quarters, Rush Limbaugh has had it with his BS meter with these Daves and what have you. I think we are starting to see the some light at the end of the tunnel, because with Abbott, though, and DeWine and Cuomo and these freaks, they're out there tone deaf, as if nothing's happened, as if they agree with Dave from New York, why don't they take on the CDC? Why don't they have the debate? And that's been my problem all along. There's been no legislature debate. It's been behind-the-scenes governors in their dark quarters, then emerging onto the TV screens across America, telling us how it's going to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, and Dave won't admit that. And there are a lot of Daves out there, not that many. They're outnumbered by the truth seekers. But they're a problem. They're a problem. And I once knew, I can't help but think of this Jewish fellow from upstate New York. I knew way back in the 70s. And when this Dave from New York calls in, from Rochester or wherever, that's who comes to mind. I think he's some kind of an operative.
Well, he's not wasting any more of my time. You know, and
no,
I don't ban people from my show. I don't take that lightly. I don't do it because I can't get somebody to agree to me with me or whatever the case. I do this out of many years of experience, and I let the guy go on before. And then he rolls around, calls in being all nice and friendly, and then it rolled around. That's when I said, okay, here it comes. And how did I know he was going to go right back to the CDC? Because that's this guy's mission. That's his agenda.
Absolutely. And the telltale, and you didn't even know it because you were off a few days ago when they sat in for you, he called up to the host and tried the same malarkey. And the host, of course, was unsuspecting. And the one who sat in for you the other day, and let it fly. Because, you know, he, like you say, he comes off as friendly and conversational.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got that mission, and I think you've outed him here. That's he never says why the CDC is lying about their own admission, and never gets on them then. Well, if they're saying this now, what did they say in the past? Were they alarmists? No, it's about getting on us, getting on your case, John, getting our case for taking their statement seriously. He's getting on us, on our case, and that is unacceptable. I'm glad he's banned.
I don't do that lightly, because
no.
I am a staunch believer in the First Amendment. You have the right of speech. You got all of that. But you can do that on your soapbox, on some street corner, in a neighborhood in New York City, maybe, that's been
mm-hmm.
abandoned. People are leaving there in droves. New York City has been basically destroyed by Cuomo. Destroyed. And for what? And this guy is on the damned air every single day giving his coronavirus update. He's not quitting.
Right.
People in New York City are quitting on Cuomo and leaving.
Yes, yes. And that's the thing. Dave from New York flies past that, just like Cuomo himself. In other words, you have a possible coup in the making against our president. You have cities burning. You have all of this going on, and he wants to get on your case for pointing out the admission by the CDC, who started this whole thing with the HWO and Bill Gates, in this whole plandemic. He wants to get on our case for calling them into question.
No, but Ed, you also heard part of his plan here that, well, all the information that comes out, that should be, he didn't use the term vetted, but that should be peer reviewed. You know, to slow the information flow down, as if it's not slow enough and barely trickling. We're one of the faucet drips out here that's still operating, not a capacity it should.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, we've got to have peer reviewed information. We've got to debate this and then convolute it and twist it upside down and get people so confused that you get nothing from it. Standard tactic.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and he's operating much like the CDC, as Rappaport pointed out. When it comes to peer review, they had decades to peer review these PCR tests of theirs, and they didn't do it.
Yeah.
All these laboratories are there's no uniform testing of any of them, and that's why all these false positives emerged, which fit right into their game plan. They had no desire to get a standard going. Standards is not what their desire is. It's propaganda and the takeover of this country through the white coat as a cover.
And it damn near worked, not only in this country, but worldwide.
Absolutely. Well, if it wasn't for John Stadtmiller and to some extent Alex Jones even, when he got his head on straight about it and jettisoned people like Dave, who do I mean, Mike Adams, who was a fear porn man for a while there, when Alex got his head on straight about that, well, then he could be a vector for better information, no pun intended.
Yeah.
And but others, it's too bad that even Jeff Rantz got alarmed by all this COVID and thought it was
Jeff believes in little green men, too. And I'm not saying that they don't exist, but I don't think they've visited our planet. Do you, Ed?
I go with what I see.
Yeah.
I don't see aliens. I don't rule out that there are other people, but I'm not going to lose sleep over what is way out there. It's interesting, and it's being intrigued by the universe at large. But by and large, I go with what's here in front of me and what is the principles that guide my existence, as you say, John, always until we shuffle off this mortal coil.
There you go.
And there you go. And other than that, a lot of that is bilge, a lot of that is distraction, and I want to go with it. And now Rentz has had his head on straight for so much, and he's, again, a good source for a lot of information, not like RBN.
Okay, so that was the final interaction. And yes, I guess John did officially consider that a band, as he did use that word when discussing it with the following caller. And, yeah, this is about free speech, and I can't see how the whole peer review argument is addressable in this corporate atmosphere where companies are paid to give the results the providers of the funding want, or else you don't even see that data. You got that data, Dave? But we'll be back. And after the bottom of the hour, we'll discuss this more. Stick around for these messages from our sponsors, folks.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Farron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Complicit news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty, or let's give you death.
any excuse to go and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
When it shines, it beams so bright. Stars of nation, a silvery light. Energy that travels here happens on the seventh year. It shall come, we shall be as one. Perhaps the diet has begun. From the realm beyond the sun, here our time has begun.
And we are back, folks, beyond the official narrative. Republic Broadcasting, Richard Carey here with my Tuesday co-host, Paul, in California. And, well, I want to stress, Paul, you know, John Stadmiller pointing out how he doesn't take banning lightly. You know, he's a firm believer, he said, in the First Amendment, freedom of speech. And nonetheless, with this individual, and he pointed out he's been doing this 30 years, and with this individual, his BS meter was pegging all the way to the right. Just pegging all the way to the right, off the scales, basically. And I want to hear you. We actually have a caller who's on hold, anxious to share their viewpoints as well. But certainly you have some comments before and after that call regarding these clips and this issue, Paul.
Sure, yeah. I have a whole ton of comments, which I won't go into now, but I'm sure you and a lot of listeners know I could rant on this for 20 to 30 minutes solid. On the fraud of science in general, but especially the fraud of virology. And, you know, I got to admit, though, in this particular instance, I got to side with Dave. I really do think that speech needs to be peer-reviewed. We can have free speech as long as it's peer-reviewed free speech. Don't you agree on that, Richard?
Well, as long as the Biden administration and the people Mark Zuckerberg pays for his fact-checking do it, I'd feel comfortable with them doing it, you know. I mean, I heard Dave say, you know, it should be, or I'll shut it all down by the Biden administration. You know, RBN, if you can't stop all this disinformation, and make sure it's truth, then it should just all be shut down by the Biden administration. He actually said that on John Moore's show this past Thursday.
No, it's funny, and maybe he slipped. Maybe he just had a lot of things in his brain, that, you know, confused together, because you know the. the kosher brain is not like the Gentile brain, as we know. And, you know, again, I could go into a big, long rant. I do want to hear the caller. But, you know, it's worth pointing out, in my opinion, and I'm probably not alone, that we can just translate peer-reviewed into Jewish-approved. So we have Jewish-approved science. We have Jewish-approved education. We have Jewish-approved elections. We've got Jewish-approved money. You know, basically, Henry Ford pointed out, how long ago was that now? In the late teens and the early 20s, Henry Ford pointed out that the Jews were already in control of all publishing and most media newspapers at that time. He had to buy his own paper, the Dearborn Independent, to publish the articles he wanted to get published. A man bought
Maybe.
His own newspaper.
Perhaps
he,
you didn't.
He had all...
Now, that's clear anti-Semitism. Paul, maybe you missed the memo. The UN just sent out all these, like, worksheets and, you know, all these PDFs you can share with people. One is the link to anti-Semitism in particular. You know, they're all working right. together, the UN, World Jewish Congress, all of this. And it's a very exciting time to be alive. But I guess you've just missed that because, yeah, obviously you must be way off base here.
Well, that was a humorous interjection and that just derailed the last couple sentences of my rant, but like I said, it's worth looking at history the way that I do, and I'm sure a lot of people do as well. The fact of the matter is that there's nothing new under the sun, and when this virus hoax, fear porn propaganda campaign came out in March of 2020, when I was at work and my boss put the radio on so Gavin Newsom could tell us all we should shelter in place, right? I knew it was a fraud. I didn't need to know anything else except for the fact that it was coming from a politician or a governor, and I happen to know a little bit of history. And the bottom line is, just, like I said, Henry Ford pointed out about publishing, the press, and then also Hollywood. Even as early as the 1920s, he was pointing out how Hollywood is completely taken over by the Jews, and they were pushing their, shall we say, destructive agenda. And, of course, it's only gotten worse. So anytime you hear peer-reviewed, just automatically go in your mind, kosher-approved, the stamp of kosher approval. That's all that is. There's multiple people, including Miles Mathis, the brilliant guy. He's got a science site. He's got multiple pages on his site that debunks a lot of what they call science, such as the ridiculous Big Bang Theory, which I have mocked for more than a decade. All you have to do is take away the word big, and you have the Bang Theory. But you put big in front of it, and all of a sudden now it's peer-reviewed science, the Big Bang Theory. What a joke. The bottom line is this. Something makes sense or it doesn't. Something can stand up to the rigor of experimentation and falsification, or it cannot. And this idea of peer-reviewed is pure Jewish nonsense. All right, I'm sorry. I went on too long. Let's hear from our caller if you're ready.
Sure, absolutely. Bob in Utah. Bob, yeah, thank you for calling. Welcome to the show, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Richard, I just sent you an email about this. Would it be possible for you to open your email?
Okay, yeah, sure. I mean, what, you'd like me to read what you sent, sir?
Well, you don't have to. There's not much to read. It's The Enemy Within is the title of the email. It addresses every single issue you just brought up about Dave. And it also contains a audio file I made of the head of Chinese CDC office, Dr. Zun Yu, saying outright that they did not isolate the virus. I could play that myself for you now, too. So if you could take a look at that email, I'm going to click this file, see if it plays.
Okay. Yeah, The Enemy Within RBN. Dave from New York, and then, yeah, this is from...
The data not been shared.
So they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue. I do not suspect it's coming from what we originally thought. So they didn't isolate the virus. That's the issue. So they didn't isolate the virus.
Okay, I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah, I'd say we made it out. Paul, did you hear it?
Yeah, I heard it.
Well, you can play it yourself now if you got the email. His English is terrible. He says the issue is they didn't isolate the virus. That's what he's saying. That is the head of the Chinese CDC. See, we have an office in... I should have said Wuhan. Wuhan. Yeah, it's in the email. If you could forward that to Paul, that'd be great. But if you look on the email, it addresses the issues. And another thing right away I want to say is that I saw photographs of Bigfoot today on the Internet. And obviously that proves that Bigfoot exists.
Bob, you are reading my mind. I was actually going to use that. You know, a lot of times I got so many things bouncing around in my head, and I really write them down. But I was going to use that precise analogy. The fact that something exists and there's photographs of it proves nothing. It's exactly like saying, you know what, Bigfoot causes inflation, and then we show some pictures of Bigfoot. Well, you know, one does not necessarily mean the other. So because something exists, there's particles or there's pictures of something, that does not mean anything. And try as people might, and they have, they cannot get people to be sick from other people's breath, blood, saliva, snot, you name it. These experiments have been done. This is the kind of thing I've said to people for a long time, because every weak mental midget out there says, oh, what about chicken pox? What about herpes? What about everybody in the house gets a cold at the same time, blah, blah, blah? Well, you know, my response would be, okay, that's not an unusual phenomenon. Everybody's experienced that. But, you know, real science would be, let's take people with colds and we'll put them in a house with people that don't have colds, and we'll do that experiment. That should be done. Oh, wait a minute. It's already been done. It's been done right after the turn of the century, rigorously, very robust, thorough and exhaustive attempts to make people sick by injecting them, by coughing in their faces, by swabbing their nasal passages and their mouth, every way you could think of to transfer the potential contagious bodily fluids of sick people to well people, and it failed. And the Army did similar experiments in the 50s where they took soldiers with colds and flu, and they tried to give the cold and flu to soldiers who didn't have it, and that failed. So it's not like there hasn't been attempts to make well people sick from sick people. It's just, it's always failed. So there's something going on here we don't understand. And for mental midgets that either are just so brain dysfunctional they can't do the math and figure it out, or for lazy people who haven't looked at this research, there's just no point in talking to them, and especially when they bring up peer-reviewed. A lot of these peers are morons, okay? You can watch clip after clip after clip online of these nurses, these female nurses, that you feel sorry for them, but on the other hand, you say, how dumb can you be? Because they talk about their escalating symptoms after each booster. Well, I got the first shot, it was okay, but I was feeling kind of bad. But then I got the booster, and oh, I didn't feel really good at all. And then I got my third shot, and now I'm crippled for life. Like, good God, and you're in the health field. You're a healthcare professional. These are the peers we're supposed to be listening to? All right, I'm sorry, I'll stop now. I could go on. Bob, you got more to say?
Well, I called you once and used the Galileo example as far as peer review. It's a joke, okay? So you shoot that down right there. Now, Dave, his other claim is that two people he know died, okay? Well, that's anecdotal evidence. For a PhD scientist, I'm surprised he doesn't know the difference between anecdotal evidence and empirical evidence. And another one of his arguments is that COVID is not just the flu, because glassy deposits have been found in the lungs of the autopsies. Now, glassy deposits, again, is not a very scientific term for Mr. PhD. And I would also like a source of these glassy deposit experiments, okay? So that's enough right there, probably. And there's a few more in the email, but I don't want to take up all your time, because Paul's my favorite caller.
No, it's so good of you to call, and brilliant email. Paul already has your email forwarded to his inbox as well, Bob, so you can...
Okay, guys, talk to you later.
Thank you, sir. Much appreciated. And let's go to Joe in Florida. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. I want to say up front, I'm kind of like in a different, like a middle ground position, just said up front.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, that, hey, thanks. Well, actually, Joe, that is a good reminder to me, because I did want to point out that I was the one, and I hope Dave in New York is out there listening, okay, because he should be aware that I am actually the one who arranged for Dan in Washington to call in to National Intel Report, you know, to potentially, you know, have some sort of a set of questions that William and Paul could address. So, I mean, I wanted, like, healthy debate, but not just with someone who seems very set in their ways of thinking, like Dave, who we can't rule out as some agent. I know Dan in Washington doesn't have an agenda and is independent and wants the truth, is my point. That's why I set that up. So, Dave, just be aware of that. I you know, I wanted healthy debate on that germ theory topic. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
I totally got that, Richard. I think it's true. And I want to say what I believe is that I don't believe this COVID is actually a virus. I think it's a bioweapon. They morphed it to make it look so it's transmissible, and it's very deadly. I mean, it's deadly in the way that they want it to be, but other than for most people, it's completely meaningless. But I don't necessarily buy into the idea that there's no such thing as viruses. But beyond that, I just want to, so that's my middle position. But I do want to say I agree with Paul 100%. I think he's actually right, spot on, and the great Stab Miller would be proud of him, because here's the real point that I understand Paul is saying and you, Richard, are saying, that Stab Miller is saying. What we're hearing from this, I don't know, Dave from New York, I don't know who he is, right? He is talking about contamination of thought. That's a very Jewish idea. Oh, we're going to be contaminated, right? The Jews are throughout history. Think, oh, don't, you know, other ridiculous Old Testament rules about don't use this fork and whatever, all these preposterous things about contamination comes from their guilt, okay? So this contamination of thought is that you can't hear a different idea without saying, oh, it has to be peer-reviewed. In other words, our ears need to be protected from somebody who has a different idea. Okay, that's exactly anti-RBN. The whole spirit of the great Stab Miller and RBN is that we hear directly opposition positions for what we might believe, and but we listen to it, and we think it's not true. We say that, and then we move on, and we listen to those things. I'll give you an example. There's Mark Anderson, who was mentioned before. Now, last November, he's co-written a book with somebody about the JFK assassination, specific of which I just don't agree to at all. Something about JFK still being alive and Jackie being involved in the assassination.
Yeah, can you speak in the microphone a little better? Your sound is a little bad.
I'm sorry.
Could speak in the mic a little more clearly.
Okay, I was just saying, can you hear me better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I was saying that Mark Anderson co-wrote this book about JFK assassination, and I totally disagree with certain theses of the book. But guess what? I listen to Mark Anderson every day. He is a brilliant reporter. He's absolutely spot on the important things about COVID, about a lot of the Bilderbergs, a lot of things that are absolutely, he's valuable. And that's the spirit of RBN. And I think, I don't know if I'm wrong, but I think that's what Paul is getting at, that when we start letting somebody like this, they tell us, oh, you got to be peer-reviewed. We have to spot them for what is Jewish thinking.
Well said. Well, thank you for your call, sir. Paul, do you want to respond?
I'll just quickly add. So, you know, it's also important maybe to make clear, and I think you'll agree with this, Richard, it's not so much that Dave might have an agenda, okay, or that Dave might be a kosher opposition, or that Dave has maybe a slightly contrary or even a more, quote, mainstream opinion. That's not really the issue. I think that the line was crossed and the battle formations began in earnest, in my opinion, is when he called other shows to complain about us, to complain about me or William, or to suggest that we not be allowed to speak our mind, or that the network be, quote, shut down. That, to me, just I saw through the veil of, you know, because he's also said stuff, you've heard him, Richard, say stuff like, oh, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, the way, the truth, and the light. I heard him spit out that drivel on John Moore's show. Nobody's fooled by that nonsense, Dave, okay? I don't believe for a second that you think it or believe it. I believe I know who and what you are. And like I said,
well,
it's not.
I know. On that note, I think that I've noticed this gentleman be manipulative in a unique way, depending on who he's talking to, find a way to warm up to them on something that they value, or you know, something that is close to to their beliefs. And then you have a little basis once you go to the topic you're trying to propagandize with. I've noticed with a lot of different people, it's always a different thing, but he definitely uses that manipulation technique of, you know, getting in good by analyzing your subject. Yeah. And he
used it again with, and it was that second call, the John Moore show, as people have heard, where he's on with the very kosher Len Horowitz, who has done some good work, and I agree with much of what he says, but he's completely full of it when he goes on with the virus narrative and talked about the fact that, oh yeah, it satisfies Koch's postulates. What? I never heard them say about anything that made any sense to me that so-called satisfied Koch's postulates. And he mentioned, like I said, kosher Len Horowitz talked about his Harvard degree. He didn't say he had a degree in public health and biology. He said he had a Harvard degree. Okay, like, whoa, that's different. That's better. And then, meanwhile, went on to promote the idea because there was a patent. You know, saying there's a patent on something is like saying it's in the literature, saying that you have an electron micrograph. Well, you know what? Nobody has seen or heard or been able to get or obtain a sample of SARS-CoV-2. And hundreds of people across the world have asked. Health departments, laboratories, the CDC, the NIH, you name it. It's legend. You can go online. You can see the papers, the letters. You can watch the videos. This SARS-CoV-2, this virus is apparently not available. But it's in the literature. There's 30,000 base pairs genome from some computer program. There's this. There's that. It's all kosher BS, in my opinion.
Well, we have three callers left. If you could keep it to about like 1 to 2 minutes each, folks, we can fit everyone in. But first, let's go to James in Vancouver. James, welcome to the show, sir. James, are you?
Good morning. Yeah, I heard this morning that all these wars in the Ukraine and the Middle East and whatnot, get this, they're being started by extraterrestrials.
That explains it.
They're being, and they haven't found COVID-2 or whatever it is because it doesn't exist. So I just want to help you guys out there. So I'll let you go and talk to
James. James.
Yeah.
did you have a more serious comment on just the topic of open debate at RBN?
Yeah. He made the point.
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say that was good. You made the point. Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't peer reviewed, but the guy got to say it. And I've talked to that guy before, and I asked him some details, and he couldn't provide me anything about what I asked him physically about extraterrestrials. So that's basically, what I want to say. You got other callers, and I'll let you go for now.
Point well taken on that. Kathleen in Texas. Hello, Miss Ma'am. Good to hear from you as always, Kathleen. What is your point today, please?
But isn't the science settled?
The science is settled, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. It's settled. It's settled, Kathleen. Settled.
Anyway, I love you guys, and I love Julie and Mike and Sam. They're just wonderful. All the callers. But Richard, you birds of a feather flock together. All the people you have on are great. And last week you had Mike on that imitated Clinton's. He and Paul from California were on. Stephen, excuse me, Douglas Weitzener's show. What's it called? The Dangerous Truth?
Thought Crime Live.
Thought Crime, yeah. It was so good. It was wonderful. He imitated Alex Jones. Anyway, I'll let you go, but you guys are all in my prayers, and it's such an enjoyment. I do want to make one other comment quickly. When you think about trolls calling in stations, there are so many different ways to do it, and I think what you've been discussing here scientifically speaking, documenting and stuff like that, it gives a sense that that person really knows a lot. And it's a bunch of baloney. So anyway, all right, thank you so much. You guys are great.
Well said.
Thank you
so much. Tom in Florida. Hey, great to hear from you, Tom.
Yeah, good hearing from you, Richard. Good day to you. I have to agree with the other caller from Florida, another good Florida caller. I totally agree with what he said. But, Richard, let's get back to what's going on really now. The show is wonderful, but you got to talk what's really going on with how these criminals went after Trump yesterday. The Israeli intelligence went after Trump. We need to talk about
Israeli intelligence? I don't know if it was Israeli intelligence.
I don't know.
Why would we assume
who
that?
Who do you think it is?
As far as the face of it, it's the DOJ and the FBI. But
I should have said the 2%ers, Richard.
Yeah.
Trump is
in with the Chabad-related. Okay. All right. Go ahead, Tom.
Bumbling Biden got COVID two times in a week. He's taking over. I heard now he's taking 5 shots for this COVID nonsense. He's got COVID, bumbling buffoonery. He's taking 5 shots now. The brain is already gone. But, what's going on here? And all these imbeciles keep taking these shots for this insanity. But in the Hong Kong flu of 1969, no kids or no women or no females or men took the COVID shot. And it was the same thing. It was an N1H1 instead of H1N1. What the hell is this nonsense? It was the same freaking virus. However, the Chinese priest said, I guess, in the lab or whoever, the United States. But what filth of all this media...
Okay, so just quickly, we're running out of time. But the reason the virus debate and the virus narrative is so important is they can use it like a master plan, a master blueprint. It's one variation after another. It's a swine flu. It's a bird flu. It's H1N1. It's the Omicron. It's the Delta. It's the monkeypox. As long as the idea of we have to be afraid of a virus, something we can't see, more people have seen Bigfoot than seen a virus that causes disease. Okay.
So I agree, but you got to understand
alive.
Something.
Yeah, gotcha.
Okay, yeah, I understand all that. I agree with you. And what I'm trying to say is, listen, we have a different dynamic of different ethnic groups in this country now than we did in 1969. And from 1969 till about 2022, our country's been, we got almost 100 more million people that have a whole different, they're not Northern European.
It's completely trying to change the demographics, Tom. Yeah, we'll have to talk about the white genocide more, and it is a real thing. Thank you for listening, folks. Please support RBN. Thank you, Paul. We'll discuss this more.
Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir. And folks, transcend the construct. Regards.
Hey there. Are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new ease-off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an ease-off drop-in lift?
Our ease-off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the ease-off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my ease-off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.